now. Kicking and screaming for nothing. Pull your head out the clouds.
By Unpeople. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Yellow Brick Road on CFRC Radio. On the last set, we heard music from Unpeople and also from Florence Road and Tooth. Folks, I have bad news. We've been talking a lot about music venues and kind of the role that they play in the music scene and the health of the music scene. Not just music, to be honest, but like art, culture, development, a lot of other really important things. And we've just lost the Grad Club, Queen's University's iconic venue, Kingston's iconic venue, a place where so much has happened. Drag Trivia Night, Grad Trivia Night. It was where PS I Love You shot their music video for Get Over. It's a place where allegedly, and I think we can also say this because, you know, what can anyone do about it anymore? People climbed in through the windows, filling the room up to thrice the capacity to see DFA 1979. Or no, I think to see Arcade Fire play a set 20 years ago. But it was also where DFA 1979 did play a show, and it was quite an iconic show that people remember from about 20 years ago. It was where Bedouin Soundclash returned home from a really successful tour across Canada, across the US back in 2004, to then sit in at the Grad Club as jurors for a Battle of the Bands to kind of decide Queen's' next big band, along with the Queen's Campus Journal. I remember seeing that in the journal's archives. And it's where I saw one of my favorite shows ever, local champions, the Astros, playing a show so electrifying that I lost count of just how many people went crowd surfing, or how many times people went crowd surfing. And I remember feeling the windows shaking, reverberating with everybody singing along to choruses of songs like Ice Tea Boy and just jumping up and down. So this is a real blow for Kingston's live music scene, especially because it's not even a month ago that we also lost the Mansion. And this now means that, you know, in terms of downtown Kingston music, we've kind of lost two major venues, you know, and for heavy music especially, and venues where both students and locals go, which I think is a really important thing for Kingston music, because I remember a time when everyone was in their own little bubbles, Queen's bands only playing Queens and adjacent venues, and, you know, locals not really knowing about these incredible Kingston bands. The minute they started to kind of cross over, go to each other's shows, play mixed bills and things like that, everyone's followings got bigger. And this happened at venues like the Mansion, at venues like the Toucan. So it's just such an important thing because, you know, when you look at venues like the Broom Factory, which are incredible and are very needed as all ages spaces and all of that, they're a little bit far out of town. Like, we've always had some trouble getting Queen students to come out there. And, you know, the Toucan, a lot of its shows are basically Thursday, Friday and Saturday, and Kingston has music on all days of the week. So, you know, that's kind of leaving a gap in a lot of the other days of the week. Venues like Musiki are not really for heavy music. So it's kind of like, what's left downtown for heavy bands to go? I'm sad to see all these venues, you know, moving out. And especially, you know, when you talk about venues like the Mansion and stuff. I still talk to people who've played in Kingston, because a lot of bands do when they're on tour across Ontario on their way to Ottawa or Montreal. A lot of them will have passed by Kingston, stopped over, sometimes even played a show. And almost the first thing a lot of them talk to me about is memories of the Mansion. So it's like, it's top of a lot of people's minds when it comes to, like, you know, the Ontario music scene and venues that people play. So it is, you know, it's really sad to see them go. I never thought that I'd be talking about venues like the Mansion, like the Blue Martini, like the Grad Club, the way I hear people talking about venues that existed sort of 5 years before my time and all of that. So it's like, I do understand the passage of time and everything. And when the Blue Martini shut down, I had actually written an article for Sounds Live magazine about kind of how this is all indicative of the health of the music scene, the availability of rehearsal spaces, of these kind of places where people can go, can make a little bit of noise, have that community spirit, and just kind of what it means for the city in general. It's just, it's a really important thing. And so we've got to find ways to protect our venues, to keep these spaces alive, to keep this cultural community alive, right? And I'm going to throw to some memories. Like, you know, I've been talking about how I saw the Astros. I unfortunately can't take you back to that show unless you were there and unless you've heard me talking about it several times over the last 3 years. But I do have a recorded set of the Astros. Well, we're going to play you some CFRC live sessions, basically. Another institution that I think you should be protecting quite closely. But thinking of memories of the Grad Club, I saw the first time that I saw the Astros was over there, and like I told you, it was an absolutely incredible show. I also remember one of the last shows I saw in Kingston before I left last May was I saw Evan Jackson's album release show for his debut album Peace, Paper, Pleasure. That was I think back in April 2025. And again, just an incredible show, just, you know, brought his band to life, brought this solo project of his, apart from his time in the Sugar Pills, of course, to life. And it was such an incredible show. So I'm going to be playing us something from his album as performed for us as a CFRC live session. So we'll listen to the Astros CFRC live session of Ice Tea Boy, and we'll listen to Evan Jackson with his song Coal Mine, done as a live session. Find them both on Bandcamp, and I will see you after we're back.
Turn around and go, 'cause I like to think you'd stop for a minute and stop. I start to crack a smile. That's just not fair. I've been going on a tear, just pulling out my hair, trying to cross your mind. But I can feel it in the air. Been a while since you cared about my life. I miss your eyes, Steve, boy. Spend it out and destroy my heart. Tommy already got a big head start.
Pretty good.
scraps that I find on the floor. I never get hungry, I never want more. Is this my job now? What's new? Down to you, cough on my name. Come back to the coal mine, I'll do that.
Hey, this is Evan Jackson, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Evan Jackson with Coal Mine. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to The Yellow Brick Road. We played some live session versions of music by Evan Jackson and the Astros, both of who are on Bandcamp, theastrosmusic.bandcamp.com and evanjackson.bandcamp.com. Please do go check them out and support them. We've got time only for a little bit more music, but I had to fit in a little bit of that just because I was thinking about some of the best shows that I saw at the grad club during my time there. Just really sad that a lot of those venues are shutting down, and I really hope that people find the spaces and are able to, you know, start it all over again, start a new venue and take care of it, you know. I'm gonna have some time to leave us with only a handful of singles. We've got some new music from Dry Cleaning, who are gonna come on tour. They're gonna be playing in Toronto on the 1st of May at the Concert Hall, Montreal at Fufun's Electrique on the 2nd of May, and they've got a brand new single called Sliced by a Fingernail that is separate from the album that they put out earlier called Secret Love, the third album. But we're gonna be listening to that. You can find them at drycleaning.bandcamp.com. I'm gonna also leave us with some music by a band called the Rosellas, who've just released one of the most beautiful new singles that I've heard in a really long time. It's called Better Love, and we're gonna be listening to that. And I'm gonna leave us finally with a little bit of Sons of Rick, Hometown Heroes, once again, with a new song that was written, yes, about a PlayStation game. Fusion Frenzy. You can find them at sonsofrick.bandcamp.com. And that's the last thing for me. I'll see you all next week. Stay safe. Take care of your venues. Enjoy live music. We'll be back with a lot more great stuff next week. I've been your host, Rue. See you all next week. Goodbye.
Happy birthday to you. It's getting better, love. It's getting better, love. It's getting
are Sons
of
Rick, and you're listening to CFRC
101.9
FM. Enjoy.
Tu as 14 à 30 ans et tu veux créer une activité en français pour les jeunes de ta communauté? Avec le programme VIF, c'est possible. Tu peux recevoir $850 pour ton soutenir ton activité et l'organisme partenaire reçoit $150 pour appuyer. Passe à l'action et fais rayonner le français dans ta communauté. Visite programmevif.ca et dépose ta demande dès maintenant.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smoking hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. In this week's episode, we caught up with Riley Fitzgerald and Aidan Belli of Rust Pump, who joined us to chat about their newly released self-titled three-track EP. After our conversation, we'll listen to all three tracks from the new release. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the show. All right, guys, thank you for coming into the studio today. Thank you for joining us here on CFRC. Let's talk about all things Rust Pump. So, guys, maybe Riley, starting with you, could you tell us a short story about Rust Pump and how you and your fellow bandmates found each other?
Of course, yes. Yeah. So about 3.5 years ago-ish, I came to Kingston, and I came to Kingston as a student at St. Lawrence College. I did the music and digital media program, and there I met Isaac and Liam, who are the now bass player and drummer of Rust Pump, and it just started the three of us, and we played all the time in between class, during class, and we had access to a studio, and I was the guitar player and singer, and so we were just a three-piece, so we started out as a three-piece for the first like year of Rust Pump, and slowly we started playing all the venues. We were really lucky. One of our first few gigs, we opened for Luscious at the Toucan. And that was super fun, and that kind of got us a little bit of traction right off the hop, and then we started doing all these great gigs, and we started we played at the Horseshoe in Toronto and did little like GTA tour kind of style things where we were able to hit like Oshawa, Hamilton, and Toronto. And then Aidan and I were a part of a bit of a side project where I was the bass player and he was the guitar player, and we got to know each other a little bit. And then eventually I was like, hey man, like, you would fit great in Rust Pump, and I definitely think, I would rather be able to focus on like rhythm guitar and just like vocals. And it'd be great to have someone like you like playing guitar. And he really wanted to. And we did a gig at the Toucan and it worked perfectly. And we've been doing the thing since.
Right on. So Aidan, over to you. So what drew you to want to be a part of Rust Pump?
Yeah, of course. So I'd say right off the bat, Riley's energy, the way that he was able to control a crowd was electric. And right away, it felt like a good fit. We would always vibe out about, you know, the same artists, the same music. We both kind of loved that like 60s, 70s rock thing. So it worked out pretty quickly that we became good friends and started making music from there.
Amazing. And now back over to you, Riley. So where does the band name Rust Pump come from? It's an unusual one.
Yeah, it surely it is. It was this weird like name that I kind of came up with when I was quite young. It was like a name of a group chat that we were that I had when I was young for like playing some like games and stuff with my brother and cousin and family. And it really doesn't, of course, it doesn't have a meaning because what is Rust Pump? But it just whenever we were looking initially to have a name, no one had any ideas, and I was like, well, I have this one idea. And I was like, you know, the name is as good as you make it, really. And I was actually recently, I was talking to one of the guys from Casador, and he told me that he initially went to see Russ Pomp at the first time we ever played Homegrown. He went to go see us just because, like, they all, the band went to go see Russ Pomp just because of the name. Mm-hmm. They were just curious about what that would be, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing, amazing. All right, so I'd love to hear from both of you now about what the songwriting and composition process is for you. Aidan, can we start with you? What does this look like? Who's in charge of lyrics, and how do you work together to compose the music that you've created?
Yeah, for sure. So I'd say our normal process is always a little bit different, but as a general kind of guideline, Riley will come to a practice. He'll kind of have lyrics ready or like an acoustic riff ready. He'll present it to the band, normally me first as the other guitarist, so that I can kind of bounce harmonic information off him. And then from there, we'll kind of show it to the guys, and we'll honestly kind of just jam it out for like 10, 15 minutes at a time, see what sticks, see what we like, what we don't like. If we're feeling that the energy's high, we'll go a certain direction, that kind of thing. But I'd say as a general process, Riley normally brings it to the table there.
All right. And now over to you, Riley.
Yeah. So I think it's also evolved because for sure, when Aidan first joined, it was just me like writing stuff and bringing it to the group. But it kind of evolved into like this jam thing where Aidan or even Isaac sometimes would start with a riff and they would just play it. And it would just be like this fun jam kind of thing. And then I would just come in with some random melody and some random lyrics. And, you know, I'd write like 100 verses and like try out a whole bunch of different things and just slowly, like, I would even sometimes record it and then listen back and decide what I liked and didn't and try to like cut it from there. But I think a lot of our music was born out of jams.
Nice. So with that, with your new self-titled EP, is there an overarching theme that occurs across the tracks?
I would say overall, with this EP, we wanted to take the opportunity to kind of show how versatile we are as a sound. You know, we're used to doing kind of 3-hour gigs at the Merchant and all that stuff. So we wanted to bottle all of our experience into 3 tracks that we felt covered our whole range. So if we take a song like Drool Again, that's kind of our attempt at the indie rock sphere. Our song Never Home, that one's kind of sitting right in that 70s funky rock thing. And then Hung Up is kind of like our modern interpretation of all of our influences kind of combined into one.
So do you keep recordings of the earliest cuts?
Oh, I have. Yeah, if I go back in my voice memos, I have recordings of when a lot of the songs were first written. And it's pretty, yeah, it's pretty eye opening because, you know, since then I change a lot of things. I change like melody, lyrics, and I try to, like, you know, a lot of times when I am writing, I'm just kind of spitting stuff out, and then it just needs a lot of reforming, right? It's not usually the first thing I write isn't usually the thing that sticks, but it's the idea, the overarching idea is what, you know, really is what we can work with.
You're right. And so both of you have sort of said, like, waiting for that thing that just sort of sticks when you're jamming out and experimenting with some new material. What is it that makes it stick for you collectively?
I would say, honestly, when it gets into that kind of jam moment, so let's say that we've come up with a riff that we like, you know, we're in a weird mode or something like that musically, you know, Isaac and I, we'll look at each other, and then the moment that we get a little smirk out of one of each other, we're like, okay, that was something interesting. What can we do to make this into an actual song? Because I feel like with our instruments, it's easy to get lost in like let's see how complex we can make this. But if we can just take like a complex idea and then make that the riff and then turn the tune into something interesting, that's when we know we're like, okay, we might have something here. Let's show it to Riley, see what he's thinking, see if he can get some words over this.
Nice. All right. So now let's hear more about the work that you've done to create this 3-track EP, which you recorded and had mixed and mastered, I guess, over at Open Sessions Music Studio right here in Kingston. So let's hear about the work you did to make it happen in that studio.
Well, yes, Open Sessions Studio. We have quite the history with it. So Open Sessions Studio is run by my brother, Sam. And he started the studio out of the house that him and I both live in. So not only is the studio like really close to home, but it's also the place that Aiden and I use for practicing a lot of times to get ready for gigs and whatnot. So it's quite a versatile studio in that sense. And yeah, it was it kind of it was also kind of when my brother was starting out like with the studio and making it more of a professional thing, because he had been working in it for the past like 2 years now. But yeah, really this year became its own identity, and he's been recording tons of bands in it, and the sound quality is like incredible. You know, it's amazing to live in a house that has such a functional studio. So yeah, anyways, we were looking to record, and my brother was gung ho for it, so it kind of worked out really well. And Aiden actually is going to be living in this house as well soon, so it's there's definitely a lot of history going on in this little house, and we live downtown-ish, so we're pretty close to the action as well.
All right, so you guys recently released your three-track EP, self-titled EP, and I understand you had a release party at Signal Brewery on March 27th with Texas King. How did that go?
Honestly, that was incredible. Texas King are amazing. Their originals in particular, they're just so powerful. And as a band, they are so tight together. And yeah, I can't say enough good things about them. They're incredible. So when we got the opportunity to play down at Signal with them, we had to jump right on that, make sure that came to fruition. And Signal itself is a beautiful venue. It's newer from what I understand as well. So yeah, that was just honestly great kind of vibes all around, and they loved the tunes as well. We hit it off with the band right away, so it was definitely a great, successful kind of release party for that.
Amazing. Riley?
Couldn't say it better myself. We were also blown away. None of us had ever been to Signal Brewery, so we didn't really know what to expect. It is kind of in the middle of nothing, and it was what, probably like a 50-minute drive for us or so from Kingston. Yeah, about 50 minutes. So it was awesome. Like the whole day was cool. Getting there and just seeing like the building and seeing this insane river like rushing, like it was really like high tide, right? So it's just like this insane looking river right beside us, rushing extremely like aggressively. It was beautiful. It was a very sunny day. So it was just like, I don't know, for us the whole thing felt kind of different than what we're used to, especially because we were there at like 2 o'clock for sound check, and we're typically used to going at like 8 or 9 for we're used to a bit of those later nights, right? So the whole thing was done quite early as well, which was definitely new to us. So it was really awesome. The only time we really get to do that is like Broom Factory typically. But we've spent a lot of our music careers in bars playing until 2 a.m., right? So we appreciate a nice early night for sure.
Fantastic. And speaking of performances, do you have any upcoming shows or festival appearances or even tours coming up this spring?
So right now we're booking. We've been in contact with a lot of different bands. We're very much writing right now, so we're trying to we've gotten into this trap of just constantly gigging and never having time to write or record. But with all the students leaving and we're kind of going into tourism time, we're kind of trying to lock into writing and, you know, getting some like, 'cause we released a three song EP, but you know, definitely more up our alley and style is like a full length album, right? So I feel like you can get a lot more across and something like that. So we're kind of in that stage right now. And of course, we've been doing a lot of really great gigs with great bands. So we're kind of on the radar for a lot of bands now that we would never have really been seen by before. So we're definitely planning a lot of big stuff, ideally, in the next couple months for sure.
And now, over to you, Aiden. How can people keep up with the latest news and maybe more new music that you'll be writing this spring coming from Rust Pump?
Yeah, of course. So I'd say the best way to reach us would probably be our social media. We have Instagram and TikTok that we're going to start monitoring a lot more seriously now. It's just the way the music industry goes now. So we're working on plans right now for digital content to be fired out to the world, including our songs and, you know, all that good stuff. We, like Riley kind of mentioned before, the Castor guys have been really kind to us and helping us kind of as mentors, showing us what to do, what works best. So yeah, we're looking forward to working on our content strategy going forward.
Amazing. And now we are going to listen to some awesome music. We're going to listen to all three tracks from your new EP. So, Aiden, you did touch on each of the tracks in terms of their sound. Riley, I wonder if you can expand a little bit about each of the tracks. We've got Never Home, Hung Up, and the lead single, Drool Again, which was featured in the Release Radar series. So tell us about the songs.
So they're all very different and they all have a special place in our hearts. I think Never Home is this incredible song because we have the two Ukrainian girls that we met in our St. Lawrence College program, Marina and Valerie, and they sing the chorus. And that, again, another song that like started off very, very differently. Like the way I was singing the chorus and the melody I had was very different. And then I brought in one of the girls to just sing like a backing vocal during the chorus. And then whenever she was singing it, she was following the keys that were on. And it just, all of a sudden I was like, whoa, wait, this sounds really cool. So I rewrote the chorus so that she, like with new words and new melody and everything. And then she sang it and I was like, this is amazing. Let's get the girl in here as well. So it was really cool. It was one of those songs that like really changed over time. And I it's personally one of my favorites that we've ever written just because of how, again, 70s rock it kind of sounds and how big those choruses sound. I also got one of my friends, Michael Zuzek, who did lots of performing in Kingston as a student, and now he's doing the same thing in Toronto. So he's the one who played the keys on the song. To me, it really made the song. It completed the song in every way. Hung Up is a song that you would definitely recognize if you've ever been to a Rest Pump show, because we pretty much play it almost every time. It's just become a staple of ours. And it's also just such a fun song. Like by the end of it, you can get the whole crowd screaming it, like just giving it all they can, just belting out, and it's really easy to catch on to by the end of it, right? So it just takes a little bit of crowd work, but everyone wants to scream by the end of it, which is the goal, right? So and Aiden, I always go over to Aiden during that too, and him and I both sing you know, the big chorus shout parts and stuff. So it's very theatrical and honestly one of the most fun songs to play live. And then Drool Again, as I said, started off as this acoustic, sad kind of sounding song, and it became something so much more and so much more in depth, and something that I definitely think came out of a bit of sadness, but became something way more like psychedelic and happy and kind of just like mesmerizing. And I'm really excited for all of them, really. I'm happy that we were able to get the sounds we did, especially in the like such a great recording environment. And I'm excited to be able to share them. So thank you again for playing them.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys, for joining us. And congratulations to you on the new EP. Looking forward to hopefully some new shows coming up and certainly waiting for more new music from you as well. Thank you so much for joining us here on CFRC and the Release Radar Rundown. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure as well. And we'll hopefully talk to you very soon.
Thank you very much.
to me. Tell me what you like.
And you just heard Hung Up and Never Home, two of the tracks on Rust Pump's new three-track eponymous EP. And thanks to Riley and Aiden of Rust Pump for joining us to chat all about it. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their new music amplified on social media and aired right here on CFRC Radio, you can complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to give us a follow at CFRC Music on Instagram as well. For now, we're going to end our show with the lead single from Rust Pump called Drool Again off that new EP you can stream anywhere. Thanks for tuning in to Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen for CFRC. We'll see you next time.